Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, I don't normally play clip 2 days in a row, but I've been doing that with some Greg Reese clips, but this one with the Sanus is just so out of the park. Powerful. I want to air it. We'll come right back with your calls and a bunch of breaking news on the other side, but here it is.
Okay, questions. Yes, sir.
Governor, there's obviously a lot of controversy at the end of last week between your administration and the White House. What do you make of the White House saying that the state reversed on child vaccines?
So the White House is lying about it. We, surprise. Not surprised the White House would lie. Definitely not surprised that legacy media would amplify the lie, because that's what they do. The state of Florida, they came out with an article saying the state of Florida has not ordered, its Department of Health has not ordered mRNA jabs for the babies. Yes, we didn't. We recommend against it. We are not going to have any programs where we're trying to jab six-month-old babies with mRNA. That's just the reality. I think what happened was they thought somehow we would like be embarrassed by that. No, we're following the data. You look at these European countries, they are, a lot of them don't even allow Moderna for under age 30, or they recommend against it. So that was always that. We still have not ordered it. We're not going to order it. Now, what they're saying is because practitioners and hospitals can order it, somehow we've reversed. I said from the beginning they'll be able to do that. We don't have the authority to prevent it. And quite frankly, if someone wants to make a different decision, I would just caution people, look at the actual data in the clinical trial. It is the weakest possible data that you could possibly see. Very small number of people. What the recommendation is from them doesn't even track the outcomes. It was something that, but people can ask their pediatricians. They can ask their doctors. What's the evidence of protection against severe disease? There was none in the clinical trial. But that's something that people would do. But for us, Joe Latipo, our Department of Health, has looked at it. There is no proven benefit to put a baby with an mRNA. So that's why our recommendation is against it. That's different than prohibiting the use in Florida, which we don't have the authority to do. And quite frankly, you know, we're confident people can make their own judgments on it. But I would say when you look at the trial, one of the things they did not have babies or very young kids who had recovered from COVID in the trial. So we don't know what this will do for people that have recovered. But in their recommendation, they are recommending giving the mRNA shot to people, young babies and kids that have already recovered from COVID. They don't have any clinical data on that. And people have looked at some of this stuff and have recognized how that. And you know what? The White House is bragging that we're the only country that is trying to do mRNA shots for infants. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with being the Lone Ranger if you're right. But the other countries in Europe that are going a different direction, similar to the direction Florida's gone, they have been right on COVID way more than Fauci and his crew have been throughout this whole thing. Remember, these are people in Washington that rejected the idea of natural immunity. For a year and a half, they said that the vaccine was better than prior infection. And every credible study that's been done has said that that's not the case. And so they've been wrong time and time again. They were wrong when they criticized me for having schools open. They wanted our kids locked out of school in the state of Florida. They were wrong when they criticized me for having businesses open, beaches, all these other things. And so this is an example where they are pushing this with very, very, very scant data. But again, people can make their judgments, but ask questions. And the fact of the matter is, I think what this whole year and a half has shown us is these regulatory agencies in the federal government have basically become subsidiaries of the pharmaceutical companies. They are not independent regulators. They basically are there to rubber stamp of what Pfizer wants to do. So people can make their judgments on it, but we have not ordered any for the Department of Health. There's been absolutely zero change in our recommendations. And the recommendations, remember, we were the first state to recommend against 6 to 11-year-olds. We never had any state programs for any of that. There have been some practitioners that have ordered it, and some have gotten it. Most parents are not giving it for the the kids with the MNRA, but some did, and I think it's the same thing. So this is a continuation of our policy that we've had in place really since the spring.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The Trooper by Iron Maiden says it all. Let's listen to a minute or so of this song. I'm going to go right back to your call, Joe and others from Florida. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You'll fire your musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. But there was time to turn again.
Sounds, the charge begins. They've charged us. They are depleting us. They are bankrupting us. They are poisoning us. They are killing us. But we, as our ancestors did, will awaken. Crank it back up. We will take the challenge. Be like your ancestors. Be strong. Face eternity. Join God and join us in the future. We are waiting for you. Space Bridge. We are here together forever. Choose the spirit which you follow now and choose wisely. I am waiting. You are waiting. We are together now forever. Nothing can change that except your free will. Make the decision now. Join us. Join life. Join honor. Join the great mission. The Great Commission. Best part of the song right here.
Come on.
children, drunks, and the United States of America. We have the victory in our hands. All right. I had a caller hold over, Joe in Florida. He's a horticulturalist, person that grows plants. He told you he's run big marijuana labs, illegal ones, everything. Tripled the carbon dioxide, 150% yield. It's done all the studies. Don't need to believe him. Just look it up for yourself. Deserts disappear with only 20-30% increase. The world's greening right now. The sun is good. It's all good. God gave it to us. Why is everything that's life-giving under attack by these criminals? Joe in Florida, tell us more.
Well, you know, we hear Fauci saying, "I am the science." You know, and the thing with science now is there's really bad stuff going on. And one example is in cosmology. There's this pseudoscience that started with Einstein with black holes and just really nonsensical notions of black holes, dark matter, and things that include infinities. And they supposedly came up with these things with equations. Well, we know if you're doing an equation, you can't have an infinity in the equation. And really, this stuff's based on, they say it's based on mathematics, but as soon as you're using an infinity, that's non-tangible idea that you can't do math.
You can say whatever you want mathematically with an infinity.
Right, right. And so they basically saw that galaxies' outer arms were rotating way quicker than they would have expected, looking at the mass that they could see in the galaxy. And so they said, well, there must be this invisible thing in the middle of it for our equations to work. So we have this conveniently invisible, undetectable, infinitely dense black hole in the middle. And the same thing with dark matter. It just, they had a bad equation, and instead of saying, well, maybe our theory is wrong, they said, let's fix the equation with this undetectable dark matter. And so if your listeners tune into Thunderbolts Project on YouTube, they are into electric universe theory, which Hannes Alfvén won the Nobel Prize for. And they have great theories on how all this stuff really works in cosmology.
Well, give me your view on an alternative view, which science is all about alternative views and questioning. What is your competing view with the unified field theory?
Well, there are these massive electric currents in outer space called Birkeland's currents that Christian Birkeland was able to model in the lab. And all the stuff from Thunderbolt's project is observable or
And by the way, we know the galaxies and all the matter is electromagnetically connected. You're right. So there's storms going on is what you're saying.
Well, so mainstream science will acknowledge that there's these magnetic fields around planets and the sun and everything, but they don't want to tell you that there's electric currents coming into the poles of the planets and the sun that are powering what the sun is being powered by electric currents coming into it, which is why the outer corona of the sun is the hottest part. It's not being powered by nuclear reactions inside of it where it's actually cooler, and we can see that. We can observe that it's cooler when you look down into the sunspots, which are like holes.
Sure, it's an engine being given outside power.
Exactly, and that's why all the galaxies rotate at the same speed regardless of their size, because they're being powered by these massive hundreds of light years long Birkeland's currents traveling.
And the argument is, though, where does the Birkeland current come from?
Well, it's kind of a chicken and an egg thing almost, because you got everything powering.
But that goes towards the dark matter theory, which I understand they're, you think, giving a false hypothesis for why it exists, but there is outside energy being fed into this dimension.
Well, if you look at the radio telescopes modeling of how the universe looks, there's this big web of purple Birkeland's currents, but they don't want to say that it's Birkeland's currents. They're averse to that idea, but it's a very predictive theory. For instance, asteroids have been now shown to be made of, or comets have been shown to be made of the same material as asteroids, whereas they said, well, comets are these icy things that start melting when they get near the sun, and that's where the tail comes from. But electric universe theory would have said, no, as soon as you start coming into the sun's magnetic field, there's this electrical interaction that takes place.
Sure, just like lightning in the atmosphere.
And tornadoes are an example of a slow discharge of electricity as opposed to a sudden one like lightning.
Sure, but the question goes back to, where does this outside power source come from?
Well, it seems to be being exchanged amongst all the galaxies and stars, and all the stars are found in the Z-pinch, what they call a these Birkeland's currents, where the currents twist together, and then that also gives you a good theory as to how planets are formed, because if all of a sudden the star gets too much energy going into it, it'll spit out a planetary body, which is like a molten glob, and which is how it turns out to be completely spherical. Whereas gravitational accretion theory says that a bunch of junk starts to accumulate on top of
itself. It polishes perfectly into that, which is pure BS.
Right. It doesn't make nearly as much sense. And so that's a... It's a
whereas vaporized matter shot out into zero gravity will form a sphere.
Right. And plasma experiments in the laboratory now have shown there's a project called SAFIRE, S-A-F-I-R-E, that has shown that they can use extremely high electrical
Hold on,
current.
Joe. I want to hear more of this and the other callers coming up, but this is too important.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
broadcast, because we are discovering the secrets of the universe together through this time-space continuum with God's Spirit flowing through us. Jerusalem Post, five planets aligned perfectly, visible until the end of June. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn have lined up in a rare alignment that won't occur until 2040, according to AccuWeather. We're on a planet in space, part of a galaxy orbiting a sun, and here we are talking about the secrets of the universe. Joe in Florida, finishing up your really interesting points. What you're getting at here is the official cosmology we're given is not accurate by any stretch of imagination, and obviously the people studying things in the establishment know that. Why are they giving us a false cosmology?
Yes, in my view, they are, and there's a lot of evidence of that on the Thunderbolts project that your listeners and viewers could really appreciate. It's not, you know, it's not above people's heads like a lot of this stuff is supposedly, you know, it's so complicated that you just can't understand it. You know, you're not smart. That's what they want to tell you. And then they do this equation on the blackboard that nobody can understand. And
it's an energy, it's an electrical energy connected grid of suns and planets and more.
Right. And the Sapphire project I was mentioning, they've proven now transmutation of elements occurs in this lab, in this vacuum chamber that has an immense electrical discharge going into an anode. Or a cathode.
Well, they did that 50 years ago with enough power to power a city for a day. They're able to actually change elements. They have machines that do that.
Yes, and so they've shown that, and this has been independently verified, that there's these elements after the experiment in the chamber that weren't there before.
Well, that's how they've created new elements. You can type it in. Los Alamos creates new element. Type that in. Los Alamos, just one laboratory doing this. Or Japanese create new element.
Right, so the periodic table, the end of it, has a lot of elements that are transitory that they're able to create and they disappear. But these elements I'm talking about are like carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, stuff like that, that they're able to, you know, that's stable afterwards. And they've created them like as if, the alchemists were trying to do. Real quick, I want to plug my brother's book, COVID 42. It's a dystopian futuristic novel called COVID 42 by Matt Bender. And
interested. I'll look into it, brother. Thanks for all the great points you made. Very thought provoking. We don't normally keep a caller on for 30 minutes, but he had a lot to say, and I think everybody thought it was informative and enlightening and enjoyable. So we kept him on. Let's get to everybody else before this hour ends. I will get to all of you. Who's up next here? That would be down the second. Who's been holding the longest? That would be Josh in Arizona. Josh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. First of all, God bless you, and God bless every soldier in the InfoWar. Thank you so much for having me on today.
I received that. I received that, brother. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Well, hey, I'd like to plug really quick. Just the other day, I bought a few copies of 2,000 Mules from InfoWars Store. I'm planning on giving those out to some of my friends. And I have about a two-year supply of X2. I love it. So thank you so much for the great
Beautiful
product.
Brother, because we've been treading water here. Without you, we'd be off the air. So everything we do is you. I don't want to just tell listeners that. I mean that. It's true. You are everything. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the great products. Well, hey, so the topic today was what about the New World Order? What are we doing against about it? And I want to highlight one really important member of the opposition in particular. And I'm really surprised that you haven't, had this person on your show or something, because all of many of your most notable guests over the past several years are either hold advisory positions on the board of her foundation. It's a 501c3 faith-based charity.
Sure. Who is it? Who is it?
Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vliet. She wrote the intro to Dr. Bregan's book. She works very closely with Dr. Peter Chambers, and actually,
give me her name again, and we will ask her to come on the show. So I love taking calls.
Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vliet, V-L-I-E-T, and her organization is Truth for Health Foundation, truthforhealth.org. And Dr. McCullough, when he was on your program, you know, provided that resource to your listeners. And I'd like to just point out that there are amazing resources there. She runs a medical freedom fund for members of the military that are facing court martial for refusing the vaccination. And those grants go towards their legal defense. In fact, Dr.
Well, I know there's a lot of great people behind all these movements. Was not aware of her, probably read her name before, but we will definitely try to get her on.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And also, she formed a strategic partnership with one of your past guests, Vax Action, and they're doing a very detailed statistical analysis of the vaccine injuries and also providing resources for the vaccine injured.
And, what do you make of this British Medical Journal official editor report saying the vaccines don't help you, they hurt you? That's pretty big, right?
Well, I think it's exactly as you say, that it's the rats leaving the sinking ship. And with those types of official sources countering their previous narrative, it's going to create a lot of confusion. And they're going to roll that out slowly, so that in hopes that everyone sort of forget where the information
is.
Doctor,
it's background noise. That's what they're trying to do, is set the precedent to kill us with mandated poisons. But imagine the cojones, the huevos, to know this is all coming out and now try to make six-month-olds take it. I mean, that is so evil. That is abortion after birth. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break. And we're going to go right to your calls, the order received. We are going to be taking all of them here. We're going to be talking to Robert next. And we're going to be talking to Brian and Tyler and everybody else on the other side. Get ready. We got Brian saying his wife's a nurse, fired for a COVID test denial, which is all a fraud to begin with. Yeah, it's all a neurotic hysteria, fear, and now they're getting the new emergency ready with the monkeypox. The UN says they're preparing to declare a new global emergency, and everybody follows the UN order to put the mask back on and start the checkpoints and the testing and all the hysteria again, while it's the shots that are causing the lion's share of the illnesses, all the studies and research in the British Medical Journal show. Wow, talk about vindication. You've been vindicated. Our guests have been vindicated. I've been vindicated. InfoWars has been vindicated yet again. Tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back.
The National Citizen's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. Oh, to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? I always feel like I'm in
the Well, wait till I cover this news next segment about the next leg of the surveillance state. Now it ties into animal-human cloning and gene editing. That's coming up. I'm Alex Jones, your host. But right now, let's go right back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Brian in Missouri. His wife's a nurse, fired for COVID testing denial. Wow. Tell us what's happening, Brian.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate you. Appreciate your products. We're one of those families that purchased food 30 months ago from preparewithalex.com. And we couldn't be happier with the results. I'm calling in because last year in the fall, my wife received a medical exemption working at a hospital in the St. Louis area. And she was given the medical exemption, and then the hospital got rid of everybody in the hospital that did not receive a medical or religious exemption. Then they turned to the people who had an exemption, and they started requiring only those who had an exemption to have to test on a weekly basis in order to keep their employment.
Even though statistically it's those that have taken the shot that get infected three times more often.
Correct. At the same time, they decided to stop the program where employees would every day report their own symptoms into the system. They got rid of that for all employees at the same time that they required that for my wife. And then they wanted to force – it was the whole hospital. My wife had no patient interaction. She worked in a back office. And we said no. We said, you know, an employer should not be able to require anything to go into the bodies of an employee, whether it's medical testing, whether it's a vaccination, whatever. So we stood our ground. She was put on a 30-day unpaid leave. We tried everything. We tried opening cases with HR. They refused to give us a case number. We argued that It was discrimination under the EEOC for genetic information. They wouldn't listen. They already knew my wife was pregnant at the time. They still fired her. So we got together with Wren's Law. We're going to pursue this case because it has bigger impacts than just our household and our family. Since we're in Missouri, it affects the Supreme Court cases that we saw a little bit earlier this year when Eric Schmidt, the Attorney General of Missouri, tried to take this case to the Supreme Court. Kavanaugh and Roberts turned on us, saying that the regulated entities weren't complaining.
Well, you're an incredible caller, but let me just say this, Brian. First off, congratulations for being a trailblazer. Congratulations for standing up for my medical freedom and your medical freedom and our children's medical freedom. And you'll be proven right. No matter how much we give in, they're always going to want more. And so at a certain point, you got to say, we draw the line in the sand. And it's come out, the shot's experimental. It's not a vaccine. It's causing death. It's causing disease. And they want a litmus test in the military with the shots and in the medical system to get a core of people that will follow any order for the next level of tyranny. And that's what this is all is a litmus test. And so you have failed their litmus test of being a slave. Your wife has failed the litmus test of being a medical tyrant. So all I can say is salute you, Brian, and your wife. And in the long run, you'll be proven right.
Thank you, sir.
Other closing points on this?
Yeah, this has bigger impacts at the Supreme Court because since Kavanaugh and Roberts turned, they now decided at the Supreme Court level that since the regulated entities, the hospitals, were not pursuing and punching upward against the regulation and the threat of the $700,000 a day fine, instead they punched downward on their employees, we haven't been heard yet. But when our case, and I believe there are other cases like ours out there, when they start filtering through the court systems, I believe that that precedent where medical workers being the only people who are not allowed to decide their own medical care, I believe that precedent has to be overturned.
It does. And listen, it was already overturned, as you said, to make people take the shots. But then the bureaucracy still continues with that directive. So the thing is fraudulent, even in our own corrupt court system, which says a lot. So God bless you. Give us an update very soon, Brian. Thank you. Wow. Putting it all on the line, but they'd lose that baby. Probably if they had the shot or the baby would have serious health problems. So it's not a choice. You got to say no. Giving in is the threat long term for what it creates. So people like Brian and his wife are the trailblazers we need, the people we need. They are the leadership we need. Leadership's doing the right thing, folks. No matter what the frontal assault is, you know you're right, so you do the right thing. All right, let's talk to Sherry in Wisconsin. She says reaching out to God. Sherry, tell us about that.
Hi, Alex. I want to put a scenario to you to consider. Imagine this. There's a local man. He is a known murderer, a vicious one. But the local laws have sort of protected him. One day, he gets sick, and he decides that this is some message that he needs to quit doing what he's doing. So he heals, he changes his name, and he starts a religion. How do you think that would fly nowadays?
Not too well.
Well, here's the bottom line. Psalms 19 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, and the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." It goes on, and I want to point out to you that I agree with Dr. Bregan when he said, you're kind of a prophet. You are in a position to share information almost like no other prophet in the Bible has had the opportunity to share information. I'm talking about Paul. Paul called it my gospel three times in his writings. I want to challenge you to consider that the reason things go on is because we have rejected the civil laws, for sure, of the New Testament. Obviously, the temple's gone, AD 70 gone. But why don't we consider that we need to go back to those laws that teach us right from wrong, how to get along with our fellow man, and have a good society?
No, I mean, I think what you're saying is the Levitical law is very good as well. And Christ said, I came to fulfill the Old Testament, not to destroy it.
And he said, I came to fulfill it, not to end it. I'm telling you, people need to consider that they are on a... Okay, if I say this, don't you get mad at me. I consider Christianity to be the bastard child of the great whore Israel, because it took people away from the responsibilities they were taught through the law. I need you to consider it. Because
I think you could say establishment Christianity has its problems, but I'm not getting into an ecclesiastical debate here. All I know is good is real, evil is real, and we're in a fight between those two forces right now. Nobody can deny that.
So my bottom line is, instead of praying for divine intervention, why don't we follow what the laws have taught us to do?
Well, that's what God says. If you follow my law, you'll be delivered and be successful. And if you don't, you'll be destroyed and go into bondage. Totally true.
Yes. That to me is what converting the soul, that's being reborn.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Interesting points. All right, listen. I got this whole GMO human cloning stack that is so important. Got to hit that. But I also promise to get to all your calls, so... I'm going to jam your calls in. I'm going to give each caller 60 seconds when we come back. So get ready, DJ and Robert and Tyler and Michael and Heath and others. Get ready. I'm going to hit this whole other new stack as well. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Virginia,
almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River, life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country road.
I'm one. I'm in the fight, brother. That's where I need to be. I'm doing damn well, actually.
All right, that's great. I was so pleased to get a chance to meet you last summer at the Trump International Hotel, just for a moment when you were, doing long walks around Central Park, going to the UN, and then you ended up at the border after that. And I had a nice talk with Tim, your head of security. What a gentleman he is, and. You were too worn out from the day and whatever. I felt a little bad for you. You look like such a battle-hardened warrior. I was so impressed. I mean, I'm 20 years older than you. But, man, the wear and tear that you have, it shows in your composure. But you're strong underneath all that. You're still soldiering on and fighting the good fight. And I'm so proud of you.
The spirit is strong, but the flesh is weak.
That's right. So what I want to bring to your attention, because I know we got to get on to other callers, and it was entertaining to listen, particularly to Joe from Florida, because his views about electromagnetics are something I'm very tuned into, because that's the one thing, if we had access to the right electromagnetic pulse technology, we could destroy all the nanotechnology in all these...
Oh, that's all the real technology. Everything's electrochemical.
Yeah, well... They could kill all that off with the right technology, but they're hiding that. So what I wanted to talk about, to push out into the open with you, what I wanted to share with you when I met you, but there was no time, is that here in New York, the epicenter of all this, where the UN is, where the money system is centered, is this place called Roosevelt Island. And on Roosevelt Island, it used to be a penal colony, among other things. And so you have a monument to FDR, and you have on that same area of the island a new tech center, the Cornell University Tech Center, funded by Bloomberg and the government of Israel. This is something that certainly would be a great Greg Reese report. What they're doing in that university is developing the drones of the future, from very tiny ones to large ones. And those drones are going to be used in their next stage of the war when the chaos really begins. And those drones are going to be charged at points that are on the tops of buildings where they can land and recharge. There'll be many points around the city and this model will get rolled out nationally so that they can go after us and follow us. And many times we may be able to see the drone like I see the one going up and down the East River, keeping an eye on the UN, but there'll be small ones that we won't see. So we're talking today about the, you know, surveillance state and how we're going to deal with that. And it's going to be like the calm before the storm when like, for example, cell phones first appeared and people looked at it all strange, and then all of a sudden everybody had it. Well, that's what's going to happen.
It's a robot takeover, and you're right. The drone's the tip of the spear. Not the technology's bad, but it's programmable. It'll follow orders when humans won't. You're absolutely right. God bless you, DJ. It was good to meet you in New York. Let's go to Robert in Pennsylvania. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I'm just calling to see if you guys made any progress on what the abnormal tissue that's been growing in people and been called blood clots is.
It's growing some type of nanotech quasi-metal thing in the body, using the body's own tissues to grow these tumors. It's designed to basically take the body over. I mean, we've had major scientists on. It's definitely going on. There's huge studies documenting it. I mean, this is a giant assault.
Well, to me, when they were showing the pictures on one of the days that you were gone, they had the electron microscope in there. To me, it's pretty obvious that that is malformed or mutated nerve tissue.
Well, you're right. The way it goes out through the flesh looks like it's following nerve endings.
Yeah, and it to me, it wouldn't surprise me if that's just a rollout of the next step towards what Elon Musk and the other people are trying to implement with the Neuralink. I think they're about to find the same brick wall that the secret research organizations have ran into.
Well, that's right. They haven't grown the neural implant interface points in the human population. It won't work.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me that if a full autopsy on those people, they would find out that their neural tissue was also growing in the same manner. You know, like
the only way to describe this, brother, is an alien takeover.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Elon is doing his Neuralink in order to, as he states, control AI, or, you know. But the thing is you can't actually have anything other than brute force machine learning technology as AI unless you have quantum computing, which there is only one way to actually generate intelligence, and that is with a living brain. So what Elon is trying to do is actually create AI, true cognitive AI, through that type of interface. But it also appears that the government is attempting to do the same thing, and they just got 95% of the world's population to donate DNA samples to perfecting it.
I actually have a stack of news that I said I would get you today, but I'll have to cover it at the start of the show tomorrow, that actually they've announced all that. It's all being announced, which is insane right now.
Yeah, and it's pretty obvious that the trends towards augmented reality, I mean, you look at all of the filters on Snapchat and TikTok, that's all implementation of augmented reality. Well, with as terrible as the world is getting, you can see that all the cars and all the buildings
are... Yeah, they're not going to let you commute. They're going to force you to live in the system. Then robots and computers will produce the food and water and medicine you need to survive while you're being forced to integrate with machines to survive within that system. That's the admitted plan, sir. I meant to cover that today, and I didn't, but you just covered it right now. Thank you so much. Amazing point, Robert. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Tyler in Kansas. Tyler, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Hey, I appreciate you and everything you've done. Been a listener for a while. And,
appreciate you.
You know, you're great, and thank you for the fight. All I was going to cover is I have a four-month-old daughter, my youngest, and no way am I getting that COVID shot for. I don't care what they – it's crazy that they're even saying that. Why would adults even get that? But the fight's getting strong because I've been seeing it in doctor's offices for my kids that they'll put on there if you're going for a physical or anything, if your child's had a COVID shot, that they're not going to pass the physical because of their heart. So that's another sign that
even police departments are saying
And so that's another thing that people are starting to learn. You'll hear them in the waiting room, like, what? They can't get a physical? And it's that serious. So I just wanted to say, hey, thank you. And I've got everybody in my office here on your coffee, and we're getting on the iodine and everything, and we're going to support you as much as we can.
Well, thank you, brother. But, you know, go back to what you just said, Tyler, because that's so huge. I'm seeing news reports that's being confirmed. Police departments are saying, hey, the Iron Man in Hawaii, the police department had a bunch of extra ambulances saying get ready for heart attacks, and they happened. And even the police departments know this is going on, but you're going to doctor's offices, and they've got signs up saying, sorry, you can't take the physical if you've had the COVID shot, you may have a heart attack.
Yeah, your heart, you will literally not pass because of your heart if you've got the COVID shot, and that's for kids as well.
Well, they've got like a 100-plus-thousand time, the number I was seeing, increase in heart attacks and blood problems with professional athletes. I mean, this is huge. They hit us with it. They're doing it. They're just testing to see if we wake up to it and say no. Thank you so much for the call. All right, Heath and Michael, we're going to go to break for 2 minutes. I'm going to come back and finish up with you guys, and then Jay Dyer's taking over. And then I'm keeping the stack and a few other stacks I didn't get to. I will cover this stack tomorrow. I can spend an hour on this stack alone with everything the last few callers just talked about. Please don't forget preparetoday.com. High-quality, shortable foods, water filters, air filters, all the highest quality, the lowest prices, preparedness items, survival items. Preparetoday.com, ready to ship right now. They're a big sponsor. So get prepared while you can. Preparetoday.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.